It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. It's the Republican American Report. Ruth covers our area, of course, for the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Well, warming up after a cold stay. It was an I decided to turn the heat off in my house yesterday because I said, damn, I'm not going to have my furnace turn on in June.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, this morning I get up, it's 36, and that made for, as I say, tiptoeing around the bathroom when I got a shower.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
A little brisk, but
yes.
It'll warm up again shortly. So, as the nation burns with all this chaos, we here in this corner had a quiet, very peaceful protest yesterday on the White Hart lawn. And what was most inspiring was that it was organized by some young people. High school and college kids really ran the event, and
they had a nice turnout, and
well over 100 people,
and
yeah.
Lots of great pictures on Facebook. And they had their masks on. It appeared they were doing social distancing and all that. So
yes, yep, masks and very very well done. And hats off to those kids who organized it. But unfortunately, the rest of the country, as we say, is in chaos at this point.
It's just amazing. I haven't seen this, Ruth.
The 60s.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Absolutely, except in the 60s, there was some leadership that actually spoke up. And now, it's almost like we're rudderless during this. It's almost like the administration and the House and the Senate don't know what to do about this. And it's a very simple thing. All they have to do is get together as Republicans and Democrats and the president and issue calming statements to the country, and that hasn't happened.
Mm. Yeah. Really. You're right. Rudderless.
Yep. Absolutely bad.
But we have had some nice, really nice events here in this corner. The Fred Hall tree was replanted in Canaan this past week. Fred Hall was a beloved resident who was the town historian for 50 years. They had put in a spruce tree at that corner of Route 7 and 44, which is now owned by the town. And back in 2001, unfortunately, it succumbed to disease. But so the beautification committee and the community trust decided to put up another one. So there was a ceremony, and a white fir has been placed in on that corner, which is very visible, so everybody can see it, just as they could have seen Fred Hall back in the day. And interestingly enough, story I did not know, that the town purchased that in order to prevent Burger King from coming across from McDonald's.
That's exactly what happened. It was one of those, either I sell it to Burger King or the town will buy it, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. And, you know, it is a very prominent corner right there, so it will forever stay green, which is lovely, and nice turnout for that as well. As we reported last week, the Lime Rock race track case has been adjudicated in the court. The court has said that the Planning and Zoning Commission will have jurisdiction over the times of operation at the park. And so all it means is local control. And that has been long in coming, that court case. Took a visit and a tour this week of the new Salisbury Sharon transfer station, which is really a state-of-the-art place. It's going to be very interesting to when it opens, and that is probably going to be in mid-July, their officials are saying. And it really is quite a place, and I think they've thought of everything, and it should last well into the next century.
Well, it better last at least 30 years.
Yes, it better. But it really is. Everything was thought of, and it's just it's probably one of the finest in the state. It's amazing. And hats off to all the people. Curtis Rand said it probably estimates that, you know, it was 50 people working on that over a period of 20 years to see it come to fruition. It really is something. And as we look ahead, we have Region 1 Board tonight. The Salisbury Board of Selectmen has canceled.
Yep.
They are not meeting tonight, so but they will be meeting sometime during the month, Curtis said. They're just waiting on to update events and things as to how to open for the summer. And Canaan Board of Selectmen is also up for meeting tonight.
Yeah, at 7 o'clock, yeah.
7 o'clock. And all of this, of course, is on Zoom. Tomorrow we have the Kellogg Board of Ed and the Cornwall Board of Selectmen. And then I'm pretty clear the rest of the week. I don't see too much.
And no, it is a fairly quiet week.
Which is surprising for the first week of the month.
Yeah. But and of course the I like the story the committee ABC committee tabled the idea right now of paying our superintendent extra cash for days she didn't use.
I don't think they tabled it. I think it's a they're not bringing it up. That's it.
Yeah.
No action.
Yeah.
I think that's and so she will be leaving as of June 30th. They did set a new contract with Lisa Carter, who is going to serve as interim superintendent. They finally negotiated one that both sides agreed to. And now they're working on finding an interim assistant superintendent, and we'll be following that. And that's going to coincide with, as they're still holding a search for the long-time
A real superintendent. Yeah,
superintendent.
That's right.
Hopefully long-time superintendent, permanent superintendent. So those meetings will continue to go on. And there are lots of Zoom things happening. Lots of the libraries are putting talks on Zoom. But for the most part, we're not seeing any meetings. And I don't think we're going to see any live meetings this month at all. There are some openings. The Farmers Market in Kent and Cornwall are now open, and they're doing it social distancing and have all kinds of regulations in place. And little by little, I guess, we're going to see some things opening. The Sharon Board of Selectmen held a meeting and discussed how to open the town beach, it's not going to be the same, but they are hoping to give people an opportunity to at least get out. I mean, people are really ready to get out.
Basically, just figure this. If you're going to be close to people, it's going to be masks. And then the two rules that we're going to have to follow for a long time are masks if we're close to people and social distancing.
Yeah.
Let's
hope people follow it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see things on TV for places where they're crowded in and not following it. And, of course, the rates of coronavirus spike.
Yep.
It happens. It's common sense. They are talking about opening the beaches, as I said, with no lifeguards, and I've heard that now in two towns. So people are going to have to swim at their own risk. People cannot be expected to put lifeguards in danger. So that's as we said, it's going to be the new normal. Things are going to be different from what we've known and how we've lived.
Yeah. So, all right, there, Ruth.
So. We'll keep on going.
We'll see what happens this week.
We never know. Yeah,
no.
We never know.
All right, Ruth.
Stay warm.
You stay safe.
Yeah,
thank
you
care.
Too. Bye-bye.
That is Ruth Epstein with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.